Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Well, just barely made it back. I got accosted by two inebriated women in the parking garage. I mean, that's true. I did. It wasn't accosted so much as it was. It went like this.
Have you got an extra cigarette? Can I take two?
And women are fascinating. You see, this idea that, for instance, only men speak of body parts. You know, when we're talking with other guys, we talk pure. We talk in sexual terms purely of physical anatomy, right? And the thinking is women don't do that. The hell they don't. Get them hammered enough, man. And you can just if you could just kind of blend in, you can listen to the conversation. Because no sooner did I lend them the cigarettes, they began commenting on the massive. No, anyway. So, wow, that was interesting talking to that guy from the Special Operation Delta Force airborne thing. And the great thing, I remember when I heard the news, and the news said this. The news said that enlistment is down in the Army, and everybody was, it's really bad, enlistment is down. I thought, no, that's actually cool. Because that means that it's down because the people that went in thinking that it was going to be, I don't know, I guess easy or just go to school and learn computers and stuff. And they found out after this war started that there's more to it than that. Those guys aren't enlisting anymore. And the people that really understand what it's about, they're enlisting. So, I don't know. Being in the military, those are very special people. The people that go in for the serious reason, because they know why they're there. They know that they actually have to pick up a gun. They're interesting people. I think a lot of it has to do with the world we're living in right now has got so many slobs in it that they'd rather be in the military and be with their own kind of slob. You know, just guys that get up at the same slobs that get up at the same time, do stuff together and, you know, fight for a cause and not just for a place in line, a place at the trough, just button in line. All right. Anyway, here is our flashback request. This is from David in Atlanta, and he writes, could you please flash back to a segment with Dean Wheeler when he's talking about the dangers of blacks on the golf course and the it's the greenskeeper bit. Oh, God. And the guy calls in from the golf course. They get into it. And after the guy is completely mental, Dean asks for a tea time. This was beautifully done. Thank you again for the show, David, Atlanta. Here it is, brother, from our Best of the Year 2000 CD. One of the most requested flashbacks of all time, The Greenskeeper.
Do you guys still have all those temporary greens out there? Because
we don't have temporary greens. We have one of the finest golf courses in America.
Well, what about that big tire track that runs to the 18th fairway out there?
There is no tire track. You're out of your mind. You've never even been here. You're one of those guys who's probably never played golf. You just have a big mouth and you're a troublemaker.
No, sir. I remember.
Yes, you are.
Well,
you're one of those. I'm a white man, and I would never think or speak the way that you do. You bring hell onto other people.
Have you gotten rid of those that temporary Andy Gump that you had near the 16th green?
What temporary? Have you golfed there?
No, but a friend of mine said that Cheviot Hill, they had an outhouse.
You don't even have friends. A man like you can't have friends. You have people who laugh behind your back.
Well, have you guys finally seeded your course, or?
What do you mean seeded?
Well, that's what I'm just saying.
We have one of the finest golf courses in the United States of America.
Is there any hole in one?
We have championship. We've had tremendous. You're an idiot.
No, but do you have any hole longer than 150 yards? That's all.
It's not a par three. It's a championship course.
It's a championship course. You know nothing about golf.
It's an executive course, right?
And bringing up Jackie Robinson into it. What does that have to do with anything?
Hey, now there
John
was
Rocker
a great.
There was a young fool who made some stupid.
That's
comments.
Right. That's right. Jackie Robinson was a great man,
yes,
and
a
tip of my cap
you
to Jackie
even
Robinson.
Say his name.
But that John Rocker, now that's a fool. Okay,
he
now see what happened.
Foolish thing, and I'm sure
how
at
can
some
you
point in his life he'll understand that he did a foolish thing, but he has to deal with that. But it's people like you who perpetuate the stereotypes and the.
Well, I heard that. Okay.
Disgusting individual. Do you know that?
Well, I heard that Cheviot Hills was about 5,500 yards. Is that right?
Cheviot Hills? You're an idiot. 5,500 yards. You don't even know what you're talking about. Cheviot Hills is one of the finest golf courses in America. You understand that?
Well, I understand.
And anyone, even O.J. Simpson, has golfed here, and he was permitted to because he's an American citizen, regardless of reputation.
See what I'm talking about?
Connotation.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
How come I can't bring a six-pack of Heineken out there with me?
We don't allow six packs of beer in the. We don't allow that. No,
well,
any decent golf course will not allow people to carry alcohol and be drunk on the course.
I'm going to tell
you. There's insurance reasons for that, you idiot.
But, you know, you can start getting the blacks out there, and you're going to start serving that King Mambo malt liquor and all that stuff.
Oh, you're an idiot. Do you know that? What are you? You're white, and what are you?
I'm white.
What's your nationality?
Well, I'm a white man, and I enjoy that a lot.
You're white, but what? What are you? Irish, Swedish, Polish? What are you?
I'm Greek.
You're Greek?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Greek, all right. You sound like an idiot. And if you're Greek, by the way, pal, there's a good possibility black blood runs in you. Don't you know your history?
Well, hold on.
Moors?
Watch it. Watch it.
Watch it. You watch it.
You sound like a professional wrestler. Are you Hulk Hogan?
Boy, you're an idiot. You are an idiot. I can't even, Mr. Hendry.
Okay, pal. Thanks for.
I can't even talk to this man anymore.
I understand.
He's an idiot.
Well, I think you've got it all wrong, and you'll see.
Yeah, I'll see. You'll be the one who sees, pal. I wish you would come here. And what's your name again, Dean?
My name's Dean Wheeler, and
Wheeler,
can you get me a tee time?
I wish you'd come here to Cheviot Hills, and I'd love to see your name down on one of the tee offs, the tee times. I will do my best to have you barred from here.
Well, wait. I'd like to get an early time.
I'll do everything I could to get you barred from here.
I'd love
You're
to get
a racist person.
I'd like to get an early time for Saturday.
Why don't you come down here on Saturday? I'll be here. Why don't you come down here on Saturday?
Okay, that's a deal. I'm coming down.
Come down on Saturday, and I'll make sure you tee off real good.
Well, that sounds like a threat.
It's a promise. We'll be. You're disgusting. You know that?
Well, that's your opinion.
You know, that's that poor man. I hope he survived that phone call. I really do. And there have been varying opinions down through the years as to whether that caller was, in fact, a legitimate caller. I can assure you that he was. And that man was really worked up. And I'll tell you how I know. Not only do I know based on the fact that we don't know who he is, and we don't set calls up on our show at all. Everybody you hear on our show is either one of our guests or it's a real person. The other reason why I know is he didn't go for any jokes. He was like saying things that were sensible, but he was increasingly angry about it. And if you know anything about golfers or golf courses, the worst thing you can say to anybody who takes pride in their golf course is, "Hey, got a tire track still running through that 18th fairway?" You can't even go there. So that's the and I also like my favorite part of that whole call is when he says, "I'm Greek." Greek? You're Greek, all right. Well, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. It means, for some reason, say you're Greek and the gay thing comes out. Why is that? I don't know. That's the reputation. All right, so that's our flashback request. If you have one, just send it to us at phs@philhendryshow.com. That's phs@philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I just had this. There's a website called. It's a website called specialoperations.com. I have no idea if it's actually operated by the Army, but you know, if you think about those places, you know, those Delta Force stories, and you saw that movie Black Hawk Down. Well, naturally, you want to know more about those guys because they wore bicycle helmets and jumpsuits, and the whole thing looked like it was really cool. I didn't know that they were part of an army. The army, actually, what the Delta Force was started by a guy named Colonel Beckwith in 1977, and he was influenced by an organization called the SAS. This is British, and I don't know what that means. Special Action Service, something like that. And I remember turning the TV on one day, and somebody had taken, I think the IRA, or no, maybe it wasn't the IRA, it was a terrorist organization had taken over an embassy. And they had a live television shot of London, and it was a street in London where this embassy was, and you could see those SAS guys. They were in all black uniforms. I'd never seen anything like them, and I don't think anybody in America had ever seen anything like them, other than maybe the SWAT guys during that 75, that SLA thing in L.A. And these guys are in all black uniforms, and they've got special, like, berets and all these freaking super-duper, super-soaker-type weapons. And I remember looking at these guys going, what the hell are these guys? And the guy is saying, this is the British Secret Service, and they are now attempting, you'll see them in a moment. And they had the commentator, right? And what's the British Army guy says,
in a moment, what you will say is the concussion. There's the concussion.
And a whole window, the guy didn't move, but a whole window blows out. These two guys go in, and it's over. They got the hostage. They got the terrorists are dead or capped. It took about, from the time you saw this window blow out to the time that they said that they were all clear and everything was secure, probably about freaking a minute. They went in. And so what happened was this guy, Colonel Beckwith, was training with these guys in the early 60s, 62 to 63. So the United States at some point realized we needed an anti-terror unit. And in 1977, at Fort Bragg, they formed this Delta Force, and these guys are former Rangers and Green Beret, and they are, it's a small unit. Apparently, they've got, like, swimming pools, and they've got firing ranges, and they've got, it's a compound there at Fort Bragg where these guys go. And you heard what the Marines said. They are an independent group that's attached to different things. I was reading some extra stuff on it, but I forget where the hell it went. I don't know, man. Well, I'll find it. I won't find it because I'm not going to look for it. I'm moving on. Forget it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. By the way, I've got a great word to replace the F word, bud. You know how you're always just saying the F word all the time?
Yeah, it's a great word.
Yeah, as long as you don't say it on the air.
Right.
There's a word we used to use a lot, and you don't hear it used anymore. It's called fink. You ever heard that word?
No.
Okay, fink. Fink, I don't know why it went out of popular use. To call somebody a fink was to call them a bad name. And,
fink?
Yeah.
It sounds stupid.
Well, but I saw a movie once with Mickey Rooney. He was hanging off some jail bars or something. I don't know. He was playing when Mickey Rooney played convicts and crazies, there was nobody better. Nobody better. And Mickey Rooney, all 3'6" of him, is on these bars, and he's in prison. He's going, you know what you are? You're a lousy fink, you know? And I'm sure they said to him, look at Mickey, play it like you're using the F word, only say fink instead of the real thing. So the guy sold it like, you know, you stinking fink. And I'm going, wow, that's great. This crazy little midget hanging on these freaking bars. And back in the day, anybody remember the name Big Daddy Roth? Big Daddy Roth was a guy that designed. Well, Big Daddy Roth is one of the major designers of hot rods. And he had a character. He had a character called the Rat Fink. And a lot of guys had that decal on their cars back in the day, the Rat Fink decal. And it was this rat that looked like it had been snorting far too much crank. Oh, God, it was a rat. It was all just, yeah, like a meth-addicted rat. I can't even explain the thing. Had big freaking bloodshot eyes. It's all ready to just come out of its own skin. And that thing was the Rat Fink. Anyway, I got to thinking about it today because I was, going over some of my personal finances, and the F word was just kept popping up in my mind a lot, you know, money. Just fly in there, man. Because I've told the kids, you know what, you can say any word you want, man, when you're with me, but when you're around, like, mixed company, you can't use that kind of language, see? So come up with another word, man. Come up with a word, fink.
What do you mean, mixed company?
Mixed company, with women.
What do you mean?
Men and women together, mixed company.
Well, what's mixed about it?
Because there's women there.
Yeah, well,
when a guy says he's talking to another guy, he's using a certain language. You don't use it around women, see? Mixed company means men and women mixed together.
Like blacks?
What?
Like blacks.
What do you mean, like blacks? I said men and women.
Blacks, too.
Black women, too? Is that what you're asking me?
No, you said mixed company, and I said, what do you mean, with black people?
What are you talking about, you imbecile? I said women and men, mixed company. They could be black women and white men. They could be white women and black men. They could be white men and white women, black men and white women. You know,
see, you said it twice, and that's...
Said what twice?
Black men and white women. You know that makes a lot of people angry.
Why don't you shut up? That would make me feel real good. Mixed freaking company. You don't talk around women using the, you know, certain language. That's how I teach my kids. You can do anything you want, bud. Just when you're around my wife, don't be using some of that foul language you use. That's all I'm saying, see?
Oh, so I can't say fink.
You can say fink all you want. I don't want to hear the other word either. Whether it's a black woman or a white woman. What, do you use the F word around black women?
No, I have respect for them. I just wouldn't want to marry one, that's all.
God, what a scumbag you are, man. I'm in a... Jesus.
Well, that's it. Make me a scumbag and I don't want to get married to a black.
It's just the fact that you got to point it out. You're such a racist scumbag, you freaking idiot. You know what, man? Why don't you go outside and breathe some more of that Freon? You know? What is that stuff, that new kick you're on? Gasoline? Did you tell me about a friend of yours?
Yeah, Biff Sweetwater.
Biff Sweetwater. You got to hear about this guy, Biff Sweetwater. What does he do?
Why you make fun of him?
Tell everybody what Biff Sweetwater does.
He snorts gas.
This guy breathes gasoline fumes. That's how he gets high.
Then they took him over to the Ronald McDonald House, and he's better.
Are you ready for this friend of his, Biff Sweetwater? The guy got high on gasoline fumes, but they took him to the Ronald McDonald House, and now he's better.
Boy, you know, you're cruel.
Oh, God, man. Clean up your freaking act. Get some new friends. Biff Sweetwater. Wasn't he in jail?
Yeah.
For what?
He beat a guy up.
Then he got out. Then he got right back on the gasoline, didn't he?
Yeah, they didn't have the octane that he liked in jail.
Uh-huh. What, man? They can only get the 89 octane in jail?
I'm leaving. You're such a jackass.
Go ahead, man. Look at I hurt his feelings because I'm making fun of his dear friend, Biff Sweetwater, who beat a guy up. Probably high on gas fumes. Some people, Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. Say friends. Have you been to the Phil Henry Show website? Well, there's much to sue. Yeah, there's a lot to sue there. No, there's a lot. There's a lot to see there. By going to our website, you can check out, of course, our souvenir shop, which is a pretty good place to shop for whatever the, you know, holiday need is. And I know that Halloween's coming up. Ordinarily, I'd probably say something like Halloween. You don't buy gifts for Halloween, do you? Well, you can buy them at our website. Why not go as Ted Bell? That's right. Get a Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt at our souvenir shop. You can get Jay Santos Citizens Auxiliary Police junk. And I say junk with the greatest of affection. This is high quality material, baby. We got the Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt. We have the belt watch. We have the hat. We have the vinyl jacket. We've got a Phil Henry Show mouse pad, Western Estates Country Club hats. In other words, you know, whatever it is you're thinking of getting, you can get it on our website, including shot glasses and drink coasters and so on and so forth. And while you're there, pick up our Best Of CD for the year 2004. Soon to come, the new Best of the Phil Henry Show 2005 CD, Are You For Real? Two CDs, I should say, and it will have on one the calls and on the other the bits, kind of the one-offs. What do we got on that, Mark? Have we got, I just want to tell you guys what we have in the, because I'm always interested to see. Here is the stuff we have for our bit selection. Margaret Gray sings Come Sail Away. Oh, God. Bud Dickman is caught in my hot tub at my house. David Hall wants me to say smokin'. Jim Rome and a feature where he's called Sir Romy. Caller Andrew talks about an ad-libbing parrot that he owns. In fact, the parrot sounds just like me and ad-libs better than me. We also have the famous Jeff Dowder How Tsunamis Start bit. We have a caller named Ray who took his son through the tsunami car wash and the kid got a swirly and now looks like a lawn gnome. Rudy Canoza doing Ashley Simpson's The La La. Jameson finds Cupid in the coast to coast bit. Norm Duncan with the Cobomatic. Frodo the Puppet starts making fun of me. Vinny Applehead, the yoga instructor, is also featured. And so much more on our Best of the Year 2005 CD. So get ready for that, baby. It's coming out soon and will be available on the website. And all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, reaching out and helping all in need since 1952.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Dean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Phil, I took great exception to a comment you made the other evening about telemarketers. I thought you were a little...
Tough on you? You're a telemarketer, right?
Yes, I am.
Well, what did I say? I said that when you call during dinner, when you call at night, it's bothersome.
That has not been my experience. I've had people enjoy hearing from telemarketers at night. I think that is it's one of those urban myths.
Urban myth? Do you know that I know the guy who developed the program? I know the guy who invented the Demon Dial program.
That's fine. Good for you. But I want
you to know something. You know what he said to me? This guy's a good friend of mine, and he developed the Demon Dial program that is now used by telemarketers. He said to me that he regrets the day he ever did it, because it was, he gets called at night.
Well, I don't believe you, you know. And
what do you mean you don't believe me?
I'm telling you, my experience is that as a telemarketer, I do a lot of out calls at night. I'm working right now, and I get nothing but people who are pleasant, who are interested to hear what I'm talking about.
Well, what are you calling people for? You doing surveys?
No, I work. I am a telemarketer.
You sell things?
Yes, sir. I work for Coastal Pen and Pencil, and this is the school season, so people are very happy to hear from me.
Right now on the West Coast, it's 9:30 at night, 9:35. Are you calling people now?
Yes.
And are they happy to hear from you?
Oh, absolutely. They love it. They just love it no end. And
they love it no end. You know what? You say that you don't believe me, sir? I don't believe you.
Well, there's a difference between the two of us, Phil. I can prove what I'm saying. You can't prove what you're saying.
I can't prove what I'm saying?
Yes.
I can prove it if you call me. I won't be happy.
Well, that's fine, and that's your personal opinion. But I can prove that what I'm saying is true. I'll make some out calls right now, and you can listen as I make these calls, and you'll hear that the people who I'm talking with are absolutely overjoyed, ecstatic to talk to me about Coastal Pen and Pencil and the things we have to offer.
Coastal Pen and Pencil and the things you have to offer. 9:36 at night. I'm going to hear about your pen and pencil sets, huh?
Not you. I'm talking about people who, I hope you forgive me, Phil, but I think I love your program, but I guess, you know, what I...
You just didn't know I that much of a freaking douche, huh?
No, sir, I wasn't going to use that word.
Well, that's kind of your intent. In other words, everybody else is getting their jollies and having a good time and having a real fine, feeling good about life. But Phil Henry, he's just a pain in the kazoo. You know, what I'm saying to you and what I said the other night, and I'll repeat it for my listeners, it is a bother, and I'm sorry that people are put in a position to do that for a living, because I suspect that some of them really feel like they are an intrusion, but I feel it's a bother.
Well, again, it may be a bother to you, and that may be because you have a personality situation, or you have a...
So in other words, I'm the only guy because I'm mentally retarded.
I didn't say mentally retarded, Phil.
All right, I have an attitude.
Yes, I think you do have an attitude. Everybody that I talk with, without exception, enjoys just being with me on the phone for a few minutes.
You know, proof, as the man said, is an excellent idea. So go ahead, prove it to me.
I can make the calls right now.
You can make the out calls right now?
Yes, absolutely. Hold on. I'm doing... We have a special for back to school special. We've got a pen and pencil set as well as a binder set. And
now, who are you calling?
Just any number.
Any number. What if you get like a motel or a?
Well, I'll talk to anyone. I don't care.
Now, what are you doing right now?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing right now?
I'm making. Hello. Hi. Dean Whaler, I'm with Coastal Pen and Pencil. How are you? And good evening to you. It's very nice to speak. Is that right? Is that great? I have a great back to school special. And what I'd like to do now is offer to you, at a very low introductory price, a pen and pencil set along with a binder, a knapsack. The kids will have everything they need for school. And the price right now, and you can use your Visa, your MasterCard, is only $29.95. And that includes not only the binder and the knapsack and the pen and pencil set, but we also give you a free calendar. Huh? Okay. Well, let me put you on hold and I'll transfer you. All right. Thank you. How about that?
What, are you telling me you were just talking to somebody?
Yes, I was.
You just called a guy and the guy was...
No, it was actually a housewife.
Well, you know, it's really hard for me to tell when you're...
Mr. Henry, I'm not making this up. I'm talking. I just talked to... I'll make another call here. Kind of tough, isn't it, tonight, the weather?
Look at pal, I got, you know, I got things to do.
Hold on, hold on. Hi, Dean Wheeler, Pen and Pencil, Coastal Pen and Pencil. Yeah? Is this Margie? I recognize your voice, yeah. Look, you will? Okay, hold on. There you go. Just made another sale.
Bull crap. I don't believe you're talking to anybody.
You want me to send you the... I'll show you the sales slip.
Okay, you know what, man? If you're, if you've got people who are...
Hold on, just wait. What are you liking the series?
Well, you just did make your call.
Hi, Dean Wheeler, Pen and yeah, Coastal Pen and Pencil. Okay, hold on. That's sale number 3.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, pal, because, you know, I'm not buying it at all. I got to go now, man.
Wait a minute. Wait. If I ruled the world, yeah, every man would be a king among... Hi, Dean Wheeler, Coastal Pen and Pencil. Really? Okay, hold on. So that's 4. Hi, Dean Wheeler, Coastal Pen and Pencil. Yeah, okay, that's 5. Hey, Dean.
Get him out of here, will you?
No, hold on, Phil, hold on.
What?
Mine too.
Hello?
Hi, Dean Wheeler, Pen and Pencil.
Get out of here! Guy's calling me. If I ruled the world. Hey, yeah, all right, man. Life is just, well, you know what? If you're happy, you're happy. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Where'd you see the Tina Fey story?
Yahoo News.
Yeah, but where'd you get Yahoo News? Did you link it off of Drudge? Tina Fey is returning to Weekend Update. According to my crew here, I just did just a very impromptu survey. They don't like Jimmy Fallon. They never have. They despise him. I'm neutral, but I heard some guys here. I don't want to mention any names,
Harry,
that said Jimmy Fallon sucks. Tina Fey rocks. And that's where that's at. You dig? All right, so Saturday Night Live, still smoking along. How'd that Will Ferrell movie do, that kicking and screaming? You know, Matt Winston, my chum, my mate from Fillmore Middle is in that flick, along with Dave Herman, another. Those are the two funniest guys I know, other than my friend the Swede. The Swede is the funniest guy I know. The other two, the second two funniest cats that I know are Dave Herman and Matt Winston. Those two guys, I can listen to those clowns talk for like a half hour. And I was with them. And just to tell you who they are, if you saw, who do you know? What was Matt in that everybody would know? He'd been in a lot of stuff, man. Just look him up on IMDb. Same thing with Dave. I was standing there one day and we had lunch. It was when we did the pilot shoot for Fillmore Middle. And for a half an hour, these guys had me strangling, man. I mean, just everything they were saying. I can't go into it, but one of the bits had to do... How do I put this delicately? There's no way I can put it delicately. I might as well just blurt it out. It had to do with your wife and something in her mouth. Now, not yours, theirs, ours, all of our wives. And the bit that they had constructed, which was actually an idea that Matt had come up with, but Dave refined it, was so freaking funny that I talk about it to this day, but not in mixed company. So that's why I will not repeat it. But those two guys are a riot. And I'm working with one of them on Fillmore Middle, Matt Winston and Dave Herman. You can see both those guys actually in the movie Kicking and Screaming. It's a soccer movie that's been out for a while. But Matt's going to be in that TV show, and we're going to, as I mentioned, start doing a table read, start shooting some of that stuff next week, and we hope that you guys will watch the show, huh? Sarah Alexander is going to be in it, along with Kali Roca, along with Dion Richman. The star is Justin Bartha. The starlet is Sarah Alexander, and she is a freaking knockout. Well, both Kali and Sarah are. Sarah's from Britain. She was in the TV show Coupling. Look her up on the net. I believe there are photographs. I don't want to get any more specific than that. Oh, God. I actually looked. Did you look? I looked up Sarah on the... I don't want to go there.
Why? Are they nude?
Shut up. Well, she's in a British TV show. I don't know what they're allowed to do. Show was a smash over there, as you know. And then when it got to the United States, it was like, what's that smell? Oh, it's coming from the script. So she's going to be in the show, and she's brilliant, and we're really excited about it. And then I heard tell that they hired another actress who will play the, how do I put this? You got the teacher who's the beautiful blonde teacher who's the idealist. You have the officious, sexy office chick who's Kali, and then Sarah. Now they've hired another actress who's going to be the Latin sex interest. I don't know. She'll probably teach health and science. Anyway, we'll tell you more about it as things go. And if we get canceled, I'll let you know. You'll know before anybody. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
A family whose home is decorated for Halloween contacted police after somebody placed on its porch a flyer that suggests Halloween praises the devil. This is in Indiana. Darlene Gully told Indianapolis television station WRTV that she took offense to the flyer, which was placed outside her home by the House of Prayer Church of Bloomington. I started reading it. I was very, very upset. I found it accusatory and threatening. The church's pastor, Larry Mitchell, said the people who left the flyer would have preferred to talk with Gully, but she wasn't there. Mitchell said the church didn't intend to upset the Gully family, but rather tell people that Halloween isn't harmless fun. Well, Halloween is a holiday that praises the devil. And why not? Halloween is a perfectly legitimate expression of a religious sentiment. And I thought we had freedom of religion. Hello? I thought we were free to worship at the altar of fat and sugar. Fat, sugar, and Salem's Lot. The hell's wrong with that? The Gully family filed a complaint with the Ellettsville Police Department. The incident also, you know what happened probably is it was a flyer that was a little too fire and brimstone. You know, I can understand that, man. A lot of you cats that do the church work, all I'm saying is this. Back it off a little bit, man. When you leave something on somebody's porch, don't make it sound like, you know, you're giving them the creeps. Look, if you want to tell somebody that Halloween is a dangerous devil-influenced time, I can understand that. I might even agree with you. Hell, I might even go out and party with you some night. But when you leave a flyer anonymously and you're laying a lot of that fire and brimstone, look, at you guys got to get with the 21st century, man. Hire a freaking salesman. Get some marketing people in there. You can't go door to door in a blue suit anymore. It ain't working. Nobody wants to see that. They're going to turn a garden hose on you. If you do, come with something that's like Jehovah's Witnesses. I like them because they have the white starched shirt. There's a nice pamphlet. And all I got to do is tell them I'm Jewish, and they flee. They run for the hills. They'll be like, hello, sir. We're with Watchtower. I'm Jewish. Oh, God. Oh, man. And they hop on their bicycles, and they skedaddle. Are those the cats on the bikes? No, I don't mean to make fun. Well, actually, I do, but I don't mean it in any. I'm not trying to be cruel, but I'm just trying to tell you, if you're going to leave a flyer with a lot of that devil talk, cool it out. You know, don't go scaring people. Bugs me. That anonymous stuff really sets my jaws tight, man. That's when I go for the baseball bat. Did you leave this? Well, yeah, but you were going to... Oh, left it anonymously, huh? Well, watch this. It's deep. It's gone. His head. Right out there near the Union 76 Plaza, Jerry. Looks like the head's still bouncing. Don't be leaving that on my porch, man. It pisses off my wife, my dog, my cat, my kids, me. My gardener and my wife's brother, and you don't want to meet him. According to the Gullet family, the Gully family, this is my home, and I like Halloween. If I want to decorate my home, I have every right to decorate my home. And she's right. She can decorate her freaking home. I think for Halloween, I'd like to put a, you know what? The most evil thing I can think of are swastikas. How far do you think I'll get hanging those from my house? Woo-hoo-hoo! Anyway, but you're going to have to really ease that down a bit and just take a hint from the world around you, all right? There's certain things you can't screw with, and one of them's Halloween. You know, Halloween's already gotten, you know, the point you can't kid go, you know, kids are not going door to door anymore, man. They want to get a razor blade and a freaking apple, okay? So you have it to organize stuff. And by the way, if you come to my house this Halloween, you guys, I'm taking a tip from one of my neighbors. I'm cooking hot dogs on the driveway. We ain't giving out candy. I got hot dogs, Cokes. That's what one of my neighbors did one year. The dude's got his grill out of the driveway, and these kids were, like, loving it. Why can't they get a dog and a freaking orange soda? Webcast November the 11th. Get your backstage pass now. You cannot afford to be without it. It's only $6.95. Get you access to our website, all the comedy archives, the 30-day archive. That's November the 11th is our, oh, God, we're not shooting that TV show on the 11th, are we? Make it better double check it, bud.
All right, I'll look right now. When's the 11th?
What do you mean, when's the 11th?
When is it?
It's on the 11th.
When?
November the 11th.
When is that?
November the 11th, man. Look on the thing.
This is October.
Yeah. You might want to get a November calendar, okay?
Excuse me. You mind if I wait till October's done, or do I got to...
How about getting the calendar for the whole year, man? It's got every month in it.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.